Man.
You may call him the bleated or
bladed. That's
bladed.
Right.
Uh-huh. Okay. Uh-huh. And did the cows make a certain noise at feeding time? Kind of. The cow began to. You familiar with low?
Yeah,
began
that's
to
what
low?
They used to do. Low. I just about forgot all this.
You jog your memory a little bit.
Yeah, they would low. You could hear them miles away from home, you know. Good distance away from home. When they were hungry and, or either when they have a young calf. And the calf, as I said, is at home, you know, in the pen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they knows when that calf get hungry. They would come to the house lowing, you know, in the afternoon. They trained to what time they supposed to be milked. And they would come lowing and they want to get in then so the calf can nurse.
Uh-huh. What about the noise that a horse makes? You didn't have horses, did you?
No, we didn't. I really don't know anything about a horse.
But you might say a horse would whinny.
Would do what?
Whinny. Sometimes they kind of talk to each other.
Yeah, they make some funny noise. I don't really know what you call it.
Okay. If you were going out to feed the hens and the turkeys and the geese and all those birds, do you have a name that you call all the kind of birds?
Oh.
Like, it's not poultry, but...
Just different, just ordinary different birds, you
mm-hmm.
know what I mean? Birds like that you would raise, just birds?
Mm-hmm, or birds that you would raise, either one.
Well, my father was very fond of a bird that you called a pigeon.
Mm-hmm.
And he had, out around the barn, he would have little houses for them to go in. And of course, they would, he would have corn. When he would go to the mill to grind mm-hmm. meal, then he didn't do as people do today. He didn't go out and buy food for them. But he would take corn to the mill and have it chopped, you know, real coarse. Farmer wouldn't grind it in meal, just have it chopped coarse for them. And he'd just throw it out, you know, in front of the barn for them to get. And they also would give them millet seeds, you know, that's at that time they call it more or less sorghum seeds.
Would you use the word fowl to be a term for all kind of birds or birds?
Yeah, fowl, but that was just one that we, you know, mm-hmm. we read around there for, and we, was another bird he was fond of, and he called that they have a different name for that bird now, I think, but at that time, they used to call them partridges.
Mm-hmm.
Partridges.
Yeah, I've heard of that. If you had a hen that was on a nest of eggs, you call her a...
setting hen.
Mm-hmm. And the place where all your chickens live is called the...
chicken yard.
And if you had a little building or lean to.
It was a chicken house, we called it then.
Do you ever use the word coop? Or is coop different from?
Oh, the hen that was set.
Uh-huh.
Whenever she hatched, we always put them in what you call a coop.
Ah.
And then the way we did it, it's very interesting to know how animals, where birds or animals or whatever can train their little ones. My mother would, in fact I did too, because now I used to raise chickens too. We would put a brick or a stove or something at the corner of the coop and raise it up. And if we wanted to, we put them in there and shut them up at night.